Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of sunsets and stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. On Sunday, November 9th, it's the running of the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby with AQHA champion Lethal Cowboy 123 heading the field. Lethal Cowboy 123 is undefeated in his career at Los Alamitos and will now go after his third Grade 1 stakes win. The field will also feature All-American Derby winner FDD Dreams and Grade 1 Stakes winner Hot Temptation. Plus, don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool was over $84,000 last Sunday. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. It's the Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 9th. At the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos.
The thrill of the race is in the vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactas and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Lottery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om and Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you may be around the country. You can hear us here in Metro LA on AM 830, home of Angels Baseball, or anywhere in the world, really, at ThoroughbredLA.com, live or archived. Again, my name is Mike Wilman. We got a lot of ground to cover today. Some very encouraging industry news. The Keeneland November sales, the money is just, it just seems like it's off the chart. Through 5 days, story up at the Pollock Report, a press release put out by Keeneland yesterday. Through 5 days, the gross for over 1,100 horses sold through the ring is up 31.5% from the same period last year, when roughly the same number of horses, a little bit less, sold for $163.3 million. The November sales go through Tuesday, and these sessions begin each day at 10 a.m. Eastern. If you look at today's daily racing form around the country, I mean, a lot of horses entered. Churchill Downs, take a look at Laurel. 96 horses entered for 9 races. Simple math, that's well over 10 per race. And also at Laurel, I noticed on Friday, 120 horses entered for 10 races. Absolutely amazing. I checked in with Chris Murs, Maryland director of racing, this morning, and he said one thing that's really driving the entry box is turf racing. They're only going to be running on the turf back there, I think the same as in New York, through Thanksgiving weekend. So everybody's kind of emptying out. If they've got turf horses, they want to get them out there in the afternoon. Anyway, it's good news at the entry box. Speaking of turf, the turf at Del Mar, to me, seems magnificent. And we've got a total of 5 turf races today down there where the turf meets the surf. Over 9 races, first post time, 12:30. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs right now. Check in with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. A lot going on, obviously. A built-in lull following our Super Bowl, the two-day Breeders' Cup. One bit of news out. You know, Flavion Pratt was on an airplane after the Breeders' Cup a week ago yesterday, and he won 7 races at Aqueduct a week ago, I think 6 in a row, and apparently he has announced that he's going to go ahead and headquarter He's going to base there in New York this winter, which is a big shift from what he's been doing in years past, where he's ridden at Santa Anita, and then basically through March, he'll head back to Keeneland, and then it's on to eventually to New York. So changes in the wind throughout the country.
Yeah, I hope he feels the same way when the temperatures start to get to the minus five and minus six
right.
and everything else. It's easy to say you'll stay here through the winter now. And it's been pretty mild so far, to be honest with you. No bad days or anything like that. But it turns in a hurry, Mike. And for people that are used to warm weather, you know, it's kind of a shock, to be honest with you. But listen, he's going to get the cream of the crop. He's going to get to ride any horse he wants here, and he will be the king. There's no question about it. You got Carmouche that sticks around, Manny Franco. You have a handful of top jocks, but obviously he's going to rule. And he did win seven last Sunday, and he missed his eighth by about a nose in the last race. So he really put on quite a show. And that was after riding the Breeders' Cup the previous 2 days. It's amazing how these guys go coast to coast like it's nothing, but they do.
The guys that get to the top and stay there, John, it's way more than the money. They're driven. And Pratt,
absolutely.
He is driven. He wants to ride races, and he wants to win, and he wants to win a lot and ride a lot.
And he'll ride for anyone, Mike. You know, there are certain guys that will only ride for the big barns. Not him. He'll ride for absolutely anybody. You know, it would have been real easy for him last Sunday just to call in sick and say, we had, 2 days on the West Coast. Let's take today off. But, no, he got right on that plane and made no difference to him. Like you said, he rattled off seven wins, was within a nose of winning his eighth race in the last race on Sunday.
John, I got to say this. As a guy who grew up here in L.A., I grew up on Lafitte Penkai Jr. You know, and you think of a guy who was driven, it was Lafitte. You're familiar with Kevin Modesty. Does a great job covering this sport year-round in all the Southern California News Group papers. He had a great column on Friday, and he was talking about a lot of different topics and in a very balanced way, I thought. And, you know, we have the new whip or crop rules. They're not so new now. They're not going away. And, you know, it's now a federally regulated thing with HISA, HIWU, and so on and so forth. And he got Lafitte on the phone, and Lafitte, to his credit, he was candid. His opinion is, yes, they do run from it. A lot of people will tell you they don't. Well, Lafitte has a different opinion. But I'm going to tell you, John, from a public relations standpoint, defending, you know, striking the horse is just not a position too many people want to be in. But Lafitte made a point with Kevin in his column on Friday. He said, listen, so what you're going to boil down to is the, quote, push-button horses are going to win. The horses that really need the encouragement, they're not going to win. And he won on thousands of those kind of horses. So the point I'm making is I'm not saying Lafitte's right or somebody else is right or wrong, but there's different points of view. And to me, we ought to be listening to everybody at the very least.
Well, we certainly should be listening to Hall of Fame riders, Mike. When you have guys like Cordero and Pinquet and all these guys stepping up, and they're not saying the rule is ridiculous, but they're saying the rule is ridiculous. That's really what they're doing. I mean, listen, they came up with an arbitrary number of six whips or seven whips.
Yeah.
Who? Why? How'd they figure it out? Listen, the right answer is very simple. You examine the horse after the race. If you see welts or something like that on the horse, fine. Then go and suspend the guy or do whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
But again, these are pop whips. They I don't think they inflict harm to the horses. They make a popping noise, which gets them to go. You know, so like you said, like Lafitte said, you certain horses need encouragement. So why not you do the sensible thing? Examine each horse after the race. And if you find there to be damage on the horse, well, fine.
Yep.
Then you have a right to suspend the rider. But just to pick an arbitrary number and start counting whips in the Kentucky Derby, in the Breeders' Cup Classic, that's crazy, Mike. That is crazy.
Again, though, I hate being in that position publicly, and I'm sorry we've ever ventured into this gray area. But, you know, Lafitte, he made your point in being quoted by Kevin Modesty. He said, to have a rider trying to count how many times he reaches back and encourages his horse when you're trying to win. You're trying to win for the people you ride for. And I'm going to tell you, the people that, you know, 30,000 average that used to attend at Hollywood Park, Santa Anita, they felt guys like Lafitte were riding for them, too. Because, you know, Lafitte, he was driven. The numbers back it up. But we're never going back. I just wish we could get to a more sensible number and give the stewards some discretion. Was that abusive? Was it not? I mean, I just, to me, we're in an area now where, like what's going on with Paco Lopez, that was kind of the news hook, I think, for Kevin talking a little feet about this. It's not good. It just seems totally unfair.
What's wrong with examining every horse after the race, going over
nothing
with a fine-tooth comb like they do before every other damn Breeders' Cup race when they're busy scratching horses? Well, go over them after the race.
John, you're still frustrated.
I am, Mike. It's terrible.
Well, I've got Brad.
I want this game to survive, Mike, between CAW and the stewards. They are slowly circling the drain, unfortunately.
Well, I've got Joe Talamo from FanDuel coming on right after you, John, to address this and more. He's covering Churchill Downs right now for FanDuel. I think he's doing a hell of a job. Then I've got Brad Free with Daily Racing Form coming on top of the next hour. He's been in touch with Richard Mandela. I think Brad's going to have an update for us on Tamara, who was a vet scratch out of the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint, you know, as was Richie Baltus's good filly, whose name is escaping me. Sharp Azteca, yeah, that's it.
Right.
Sorry about that. So, you know, hopefully Brad can shed some more light on that situation. So a lot going on, a lot to talk about, John. I think it is encouraging that the sales numbers at Keeneland, they are, it's just astronomical. We had the California bred dam of Ted Noffey, the Breeders' Cup juvenile winner, bring $6.2 million in full. And her name is Streak of Luck, a California bred mare in full, the dam of Ted Noffey. That's just crazy money, is it not?
It's Monopoly, Mike. They're all playing Monopoly money. It's totally crazy. The problem is that regular people really can't relate. You know, it's crazy. They just throw out numbers, and I don't know if it's good for the game. I guess it could be good for the game if you're involved on the selling end. But it's just crazy numbers. It's really like playing Monopoly.
John, we just got to work harder, and we can come up with that kind of money.
Absolutely, Mike. But unfortunately, there's not enough time left in the game for us to work that hard.
Yeah. Sweet Azteca is the name of the filly that Richie Baltus had scratched, and her original trainer was Michael McCarthy. All right, where do you want to go for your hour one selection, John?
Okay, so it is overcast in New York, and they're expecting showers later in the day, but I'm giving out a race, the fourth race today, which is on the turf, and this selection is for turf only. I think the rain will hold off. And I like a price horse in here, Mike. Number six, Silent Melody, 5-year-old mare from the Georgia Brayo barn. She's gotten good now. Her last couple of races, all solid. She's listed at a ridiculous 12-1 on the morning line. I like number six, Silent Melody, to upset and win today's fourth race out at Aqueduct.
And post time for race four at Aqueduct, 1:40 Eastern. And, John, tell us what's up now at JONHARDON.com.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Churchill, and Del Mar selections.
Race four at Aqueduct. John says it's number six, Silent Melody. And, John, can't wait to get you back on the end of the show, and we'll bring you out to Del Mar and get your thoughts.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. As advertised now, we get, I believe, to Churchill Downs, or maybe he hasn't left the house yet. Say hello to an old friend and a familiar face out here in Southern California. Cousin Joe Talamo, now a regular fixture on FanDuel TV. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Mike, I don't know what it is out there in California, but it's 42 degrees and the wind chill's 27 here in Louisville. So it's a little bit on the nippy side.
Well, that's why they invented the bug juice. It helped late-night shows like, you know, Johnny Carson, the Jack Parr Show, of course, Dean Martin and so on. You got to get a little something to keep you warm, Joe.
Yeah, hot toddy sounds good about now.
And you're not riding anymore, so you don't have to worry about anything.
Exactly.
Joe, I want to ask you about jockeys, first of all. We see the Ortiz brothers, Jose and Irad, they're riding at Churchill right now. But where are they going to be based this winter? Are they going to be back in South Florida?
I'm pretty sure Jose Ortiz is going to go to the New Orleans Fairgrounds again like he did last year.
Okay.
And I think Irad's going to Gulfstream Park.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is kind of going to go accordingly. That's the one thing. I mean, obviously, back east compared to, you know, Santa Anita and Alex, everybody kind of flip-flops around after.
Yeah, they sure do. And a guy that's been doing that to great effect, Flavion Pratt, you know, he had 7 winners at Aqueduct a week ago, 6 in a row. I'm told he just missed a total of 8 winners. But, you know, you're getting a pretty good dose of the brothers Ortiz. I made a point earlier, I don't know if you heard us talking, that the guys that get to the top and then they just keep going hard after it, it's beyond the money. They're absolutely driven. Is that not the case with Jose and Irad?
Oh, 1,000%. And there's an old saying, and I believe it to be so true. I mean, you think it's hard getting to the top. When you get there, it's even harder because, I mean, you have a target on your back.
100%.
You know? And then if you're a true competitor, you know, like even Flavion Pratt said it, how is he going to try to eclipse what he did last year?
Yeah.
He's like, you know, it's going to be very hard, maybe next to impossible, but that's my goal, you know? So, I mean, you're constantly trying to eclipse what you've done the year before, and I think that's why not only Flavion this year, but the Ortiz brothers year after year. I mean, they set their goals so high.
Yeah.
Even if they don't catch them, it's still an unbelievable year that them guys have.
These kind of guys are never complacent, Joe, and that's hard. When you get a little bit comfortable, you're getting kind of strong at the bank, you got family and everything else, to keep that competitive fire, like you experienced it with Lafitte. I mean, he kept after it into his 50s. You know, that is that just says a lot. I think the heart of a champion comes into play here.
Well, actually, so going back to Lafitte, a little comparison as far, maybe not riding styles, but as far as riding horses, I mean, you know more than me how Lafitte would ride any horse, whether it's a, you know, $8,000 claimer at Hollywood Park to a $20,000 claimer. Same for the Ortiz brothers out here. I mean, not only did they do that in New York and Florida, but, I mean, you always see them on, you know, cheaper claiming horses or, you know, a maiden $20,000 or a non-2 life. I mean, horses that they typically don't have to ride at all, but they are just such competitors. They just want to win. They could care less if it's a grade one or a $20,000 claimer.
These guys come to play. I mean, that was always Lafitte. If a horse came open, you check with Lafitte. Chances are he'd ride the horse, and a lot of guys didn't want to hear about it. Am I right?
Yeah, no, and I love that, too, because, I mean, so many times, you know, there's so many jockeys that get to that pinnacle. They don't have to do that, but, again, that's just the competitive nature in them.
Joe, I mentioned you're based right now at Churchill Downs on FanDuel. Talk about the Keeneland November sales. Through 5 days, they're way up over a good year last year. We had a California-bred broodmare in foal go for $6.2 million, the dam of Breeders' Cup juvenile winner Ted Noffey the other day. Joe, how do you're in touch with everybody back there. What are the explanations you're hearing?
I mean, for anybody that says horse racing's dying, all they have to do is go back and look at that. I mean, it was absolutely insane. I had actually never been to the Keeneland sale before, and then me and Elizabeth went for the first time. Her youngest sister, it's her first year at UK. So in September, we kind of double-dipped. We went to the Keeneland sale for about an hour or two just to check it out, then went to go see her sister at UK. And we were actually there when I think it was a Gunrunner colt went for 2.2 something million. I mean, it is something that if you get a chance to, I recommend everybody try and go to that Keeneland sale. I mean, you think the races are, you know, have so much adrenaline. It is so insane, the numbers that pop up there. And not only that, just that the last couple of weeks, what you said with that broodmare going for $6.2 million. I mean, it's really not slowing down at all. And especially here in the Midwest with Kentucky in general, not only Churchill Downs, but the money in purses are so astronomical.
It's amazing.
It truly does make sense to own horses now.
Okay, so that is definitely a factor in your opinion, driving business at Keeneland. The purse structure, they're in the Commonwealth. In Kentucky, I mean, it's amazing the money they're giving out.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, just look at it. It's truly incredible, Kentucky Downs, for that seven-day meet, the purse structures that they give away. Yeah. I mean, some of those stakes races are, you know, $2 million. The Nashville Derby, $3 million. I mean, it's just absolutely insane, but which is great. It's great for everybody. I mean, you see some small-time outfits here, you know, that have 15, 20 horses. I mean, they make their whole year at that meet sometimes getting a win like that.
Folks, our guest is jockey Joe Talamo. He's currently broadcast talent with FanDuel. Joe, can I say former jockey, or have you not got to that point yet?
I mean, you could say former. I'm pretty much retired now. I will say this. It wouldn't, definitely don't come anything out in the, I wouldn't say near future, but it wouldn't shock me if I would come back and ride a little. I'm still 115, 116.
Yeah, you look fit.
It's crazy. I haven't put on a single pound, which is nuts. I mean, I still work out quite a bit, whether I ride again or not. I'll always stay physically fit just from a health perspective.
Yeah.
But I'm having so much fun. FanDuel's such a great company to work for. Everybody I work with, colleague-wise, it truly doesn't feel like work. It's just like I'm having fun every day and just really enjoy doing it.
Well, you were out here at Del Mar the week of the Breeders' Cup. You got a pretty good dose of Todd Shrupp. Did you have to go through any deprogramming or anything once you got back to Kentucky? He's wild. Is he not wild, Joe?
I love working with everybody, but Todd's something else. He is a trip. No, absolutely. Oh, man. When we sit next to each other, it's kind of like that movie Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. We just have a touch of a height discrepancy.
Yeah, a little bit. You're sitting on top of an apple box, and Todd is shoehorned into his sport coat and so on and so forth, but it's good television. Hey, Joe, if you don't mind, I want to see if we can make the listeners a little bit of money. You're working for FanDuel today, 10 races at Churchill Downs. You guys kick off at 1 o'clock Eastern. Is there a race or two on your radar heading into work today?
I have two. The first one I start on. Actually, I started a little bit earlier today than what I was supposed to. I was supposed to do the 5th through the 10th. I think I'm on the 4th now. But the 6th race, it's a maiden special weight for fillies, the number 9, Gary Madison for Phil Barr. She's coming off a really long layoff, 8 months. But I like her post position. It's going 6 now. She's 9. She's come out of some really good races. She was 3rd in her debut in New Orleans. Every horse except one have come back to break a maiden out of that race. And then she was 4th next out at the fairgrounds to a filly called Ahava. And her second career start, she was 2nd in the fairgrounds oak. So she's coming out of two really good key races, 8-1 morning line. I doubt you're going to get that, but I think she's definitely worth the play. And then another filly, in the 9th race, a horse called Master Mule, number 1. Just missed by a neck last time out at Keeneland at 14-1, ran a 79 buyer. A lot of speed in that race. I think will set up really good for that horse. Another one, 9-2. If you could get anywhere around that, I think that's really good value.
Master Mule, number 1 in race 9. Post time for that, 4:55 Eastern. Your first selection came in race 6 at Churchill, number 9, Daring Madison. Post time for that, 3:26. Hey, Joe, we'll look for you on the set today. with FanDuel. Really, and I mean this sincerely, you're doing a great job. It's a great service to racing, bringing your insight, your positivity, and a lot of reasons to be encouraged. I know we got a lot of other stuff going on, but just really appreciate you being a part of the informational mix back there, Joe. Thank you.
No, it's been a blast, and I'll be back out there for opening day, so I'll see you guys that weekend.
Okay, don't throw away those white pants. You never know.
I'm too tight for that. Don't worry.
All right, take care, Joe. Thanks for your time.
Mike, thank you. You have a great day.
You as well. Jockey Joe Talamo with us on behalf of FanDuel. Folks, we're going to take quick time out. Coming back strong with John Lindo and then Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos Racecourse. Matthew DeSantis back in the fold there at the Big A in New York. He's going to have a good take on what's going on there in New York today with racing, winter racing at Aqueduct. Folks, this is Thoroughbred LA. Don't go away.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest additions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And folks, a quick word about the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Go to their website. So many good reasons to own and breed here in California. They've got a program that is in place. It's called a pilot program for broodmare quality enhancement. Mares purchased, folks, at public auction for $20,000 or more who are 12 years of age or younger. Those breeders will be eligible to receive up to $3,000 in transportation expense, bringing them here to California and breeding them to a California-based stallion. Reimbursement paid upon the foal's registration as a cowbred with the CTBA. And also, we've got a flagship foal incentive program. Mares bred this coming year, 2026, with resulting foals the following year, 2027. There's an 11-month gestation period. The CTBA will award $1,000 for each foal registered as a California bred. Waived registration fees as well for foals registered in 2027 and 28. For more on the story, please go to ctba.com. Want to welcome aboard now John Lindo, who you can catch from 9 to 10 here on AM 830, along with Bob Ike. They do the Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good. You're running out of your own stall today. You're not on the road coming back in from Vegas, so it's easy.
Piece of cake, I tell you. And it's a home game at Del Mar for me today, too, so looking forward to that.
Exactly. A nine-race card. We get underway at 12:30. And, John, you know, you mentioned yesterday this California-bred mare, Streak of Luck, sold for $6.2 million the other day at Keeneland. Phenomenal. In full to a stallion by the name of Not This Time. Now, Streak of Luck, boy, they got lucky with the result in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, colt by the name of Ted Noffey. He definitely looks like the goods, and somebody was willing to go ahead and write a check for $6.2 million.
Well, Ted Noffey's going to be the Eclipse Award champion two-year-old for this year. He's currently he's got to be the winner book favorite for the Kentucky Derby, and you're getting a young mare in foal to Not This Time, who's one of the leading stallions in the nation. So the timing was absolutely perfect to put the Streak of Luck in the sale. And, boy, did they hit a home run there. Congratulations to them. And it shows you a good mare can be from California, too.
There is no question about that. John was in touch with Steve Johnson yesterday up there at the South Point. everybody taking a collective deep breath following the Breeders' Cup and everything else going on, the World Series. He said they got a lot of rooms available right now. Folks, call them toll-free. Ask for Steve Johnson in the race book at 866-780-7223 or 866-780-RACE. And Steve Johnson says, take the Buccaneers at home today. Lay the 2.5 versus the Patriots. Boy, I said take the Lions and lay 8 and change last week against the Vikings, and I don't know if I've ever been so wrong.
Well, it happens, Mike. You know, the NFL will make you look dumb sometimes. But that's all right. You got to keep firing away, right?
I don't know about that. That was a brutal public beating there. You've heard some of the topics on the table. The sales prices there at Keeneland, phenomenal. Field size around the country looks good, and it looks good at Del Mar. Happy to report that the turf course appears to be in phenomenal condition down there. And, of course, they've got the turf festival to conclude the meet Thanksgiving weekend, and that'll begin a week from next Friday. No racing on Thanksgiving Day.
No, yeah, it looks like a lot of the major tracks will not race on Thanksgiving this year. I don't think Aqueduct goes, and Churchill Downs always has. I don't know if they're running on Thanksgiving either, so that's a little bit of a change of pace. I remember, and I used to love the old Hollywood Park Thanksgiving Day cards.
Yep.
Start at 11, get done at 2:30, have a little Thanksgiving dinner at Hollywood, and go back and do a double take at home.
Yeah, I tell you, I have to admit, I missed a good number of Thanksgiving get-togethers working over there at Hollywood, but John, I loved it. You can ask Kurt Hoover too. We had a lot of fun over there every Thanksgiving at Hollywood. I'm going way back to Marge Everett. She would bring in a fleet of trucks with free Thanksgiving meals. I mean, it was fun. It really was.
It was terrific. We'd run out there, and like I say, you get done by 2:30. So you get home and have some dinner and watch the football game at night. It was always just a fun Thanksgiving day if you're a sports fan.
Hey, John, I didn't have time to tell you last week, but I had a chance to spend some time with Pete Perella there at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park 2 weeks ago today, and really enjoyed talking to Pete. And, this is a guy who he's independently wealthy, but he's got no reverse gear when it comes to this great game of thoroughbred horse racing. And he's a big believer in the CTBA and what we're trying to get accomplished here in California. Everybody knows we're facing huge challenges, primarily the fact that we're competing with other entities around the country that have ancillary sources of revenue for their purse structure from gaming, which it appears we're never going to get. But he's all in. I mean, he's got a great stallion roster up there at Legacy Ranch, the best in the state, Forbidden Kingdom, a multiple graded winner on turf and dirt, Tamarando and Om, two very well-established stallions. They're new to Legacy. Clubhouse Ride, a perennial leader here in California, and the impeccably bred Straight Fire. On top of all that, he's got a guy like Terry Knight, managing the entire situation. I would just say to any breeders out there, I would encourage you to get your mares up to Legacy, get them under lights so you can get breeding them on that first cycle come February 1st. The number to call if you want to reach Terry Knight, 510-928-4980, John.
Mike, Pete has just an absolute passion for California racing. He does so many things in the business, and it's not it's not for the profit, because he's putting money into this game on all different levels. He's got a great support staff, and that includes his wife, Evelyn, who he's told me many times lets him, do what he needs to do to try and help the business. And he's got a guy like Terry Knight running the farm. This is the kind of guy you want to support because he's supporting you.
100%.
So that's what you try and do. And believe me, I'm a big fan.
John, before we get along any further, as you know, I have quite a bit of spare time on my hands these days, for the most part unemployed. The college football was off the charts yesterday, and one of the best finishes I have ever seen in college football was Indiana pulling a rabbit out of the hat there at Happy Valley. They beat Penn State at Penn State, first time in the history of Indiana football. I've got a lookalike for you. Remember Alan Malamud? In the old LA Herald Examiner, and then in the Times, he would have lookalikes all the time. Kurt Cignetti just a phenomenal blue-collar nuts and bolts coach with Indiana, and our good friend Santa Anita Racing Director and Racing Secretary Jason Egan. These are two stone-cold lookalikes, Kurt Cignetti and Jason Egan.
I can see that for sure.
Yeah.
Cignetti, boy, he's an intense guy. And
so is Jason.
What, the first time that Indiana, 10-win seasons back-to-back. So
yeah.
He's getting the job done out there.
Well, I would just say this. The people that Kurt Cignetti works for, they listen to him. I'll just say scoreboard. Here's hoping that the folks at the top really start listening a little bit more to Jason Egan. We'll leave it at that, John. Do you have a best bet for us?
Yeah, let's go to Del Mar. I'll go to race number 7. Number 8, Balaza, I thought needed the first race. A little bit lost early, finished up okay. Should go better second time around with a solid work pattern out of that debut in September. Rider switched to Hector Berrios. That's Jeff Mullen's main man. 6-1 on the program. Number 8, Balaza, race number 7, Del Mar.
Okay. Hey, John, thanks so much. And your stuff is also available, the Lindo Report, free of charge, up at the South Point. Encourage folks to get up there.
Ryan, if you're not out there, you can get it at todaysracingdigest.com.
Correct. Hey, John, take care. I'm looking forward to you and Bob on air next Saturday, 9 to 10.
You got it, Mike. Good luck today.
All right, let's get down Catella and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Day, night, and in between, he is Mr. Everything at Los Al. Hey, Orlando, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Mike. Looking forward to a great night of racing here at Los Alamitos.
I know you are. You got 10 of them. You guys start at 5:05. Dr. Allred and Kathy, they're going to kick 10,000 into the pick six kitty. And you told me in a text that $2 traditional pick six, it's handling very well on Sundays.
It sure is, Mike. The last 3 weeks, the last 3 Sundays, $100,000, $84,000, and last week, $83,000 in the total pool. So we've kind of hit a nice little stride there, Mike, with a consistent pool over $80,000. And with the running of the Los Alamitos Super Derby tonight, should be right around there again with over 80,000 in the pick six. And what a race we have for the Los Alamitos Super Derby, California's richest derby, and is here at Los Alamitos tonight. And what a field we have. The number 2 horse, Lethal Cowboy, 1-2-3, just a stellar horse, 6-4-6, undefeated here at Los Alamitos. He won the Los Alamitos 2 million futurity last year from post number 2, now looking to win the Super Derby from that same spot. And, Mike, we've only had 6 horses that have won both the 2 million and the Super Derby. So he's looking to become the 7th. And we've never had a horse win the Champion of Champions along with those 2 races. So if he wins this race, the Lethal Cowboy wins this race, he will earn a presumptive berth to the Champion of Champions. And he'll be looking to make history. We've never had a horse win the 2 million, the Super Derby, and the Champion of Champions. So a lot on the line there for Lethal Cowboy, 1-2-3. He's facing some great runners. FBB Dreams, who will start from post number 7. He won the All-American Derby earlier this year. He also won the Ridoso Derby. He's trying to go over $1 million in earnings this season, and that would pretty much put him at the top of the national earnings standings. Xavier Rodriguez has had a tremendous season as a trainer. Luis Martinez is the country's leading money earner as a jockey. So number 7, FBB Dreams, looking to also kind of put himself right there in the world championship conversation. Number 6, Hot Temptation, actually beat FBB Dreams in the trials. She's a top qualifier. She has won 5 local races here, so she's really, really sharp. So we have a tremendous race, race number 10 at 400 yards, the Super Derby tonight.
You mentioned it's California's richest derby. Here are the numbers, $926,200 up for grabs. 10th and final tonight, the Los Alamitos Super Derby. Post time, you can catch it live on FanDuel at 8:45 Pacific. Orlando, quickly, before we get a best bet, I know you'd like to recap last night's Town Policy and the Justin Old Love Stakes.
Yeah, Eddie Willis trained the winner, tremendous filly by the name of Shaken Going On. She actually ran 3rd to Hot Temptation in the Grade 1 Millie Vessels. That's a race for older mares traditionally, but this year the 2 fillies are the ones that finished 1st and 3rd. Another tremendous performance for Shaken Going On. She is just so, so good. Won from post number 2 as well. So that kind of bodes well for Lethal Cowboy 1-2-3 tonight. And now she's headed to the trials to the Southern California Derby on November the 30th. We also had another stakes race last night, the Town Policy, won by Astronomical 1-2-3, and he's also headed to the Southern California Derby Trial. So two nice stakes winners, and we'll see him in action in the those Derby Trials in a couple of weeks.
Mike. Okay, you got 10 of them. You get underway at 5:05. Where can we make some money, Orlando?
I'll go to race number 3, number 1, Coruscation, just a hard-knocking mare, 7-2 on the morning line. There's a lot of speed in this race. There's a what you could call a rabbit, by number 2, Tis the Prospect. He'll be flying out of the gate. Coruscation likes to race off the pace. I think that'll bode her well at 7-2. There's also a strong finisher on the outside, Auditory, who won at Santa Anita in his in her last start. So hopefully Coruscation can get close enough to the speed and hold off the late challenge from Auditory. We'll go with number 1, Coruscation, at 7-2 in race number 3, Mike.
Post time 5:55 Pacific. Orlando Gutierrez, thank you as always, and we'll try and see you tonight there at Los Alamitos.
Definitely, Mike. Thank you so much.
Okay, folks, we're going to take our final break this hour. Coming back strong with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts, and then we've got Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. Top of the next hour and a whole lot to talk about. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of sunsets and stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. On Sunday, November 9th, it's the running of the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby with AQHA champion Lethal Cowboy 1-2-3 heading the field. Lethal Cowboy 1-2-3 is undefeated in his career at Los Alamitos and will now go after his third Grade 1 stakes win. The field will also feature All-American Derby winner FDD Dreams and Grade 1 Stakes winner Hot Temptation. Plus, don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool was over $84,000 last Sunday. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 9th, at the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, folks, if you're looking for a new or previously owned vehicle, I cannot recommend the Wilson Automotive Group highly enough. Great supporters of Thoroughbred Horse Racing in California and of this show for many, many years. Get over to David Wilson's Toyota of Orange when you do say hello to Robert Householder. Check their website. You're going to see nearly 4,000 reviews there at toyotaoforge.com, or you can give them a call at 714-639-6750. Toyota of Orange on Tustin at Catella. You won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. Let's get back to Aqueduct, the Big A, and so say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. Hey, Matt, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Excited for some good racing here at the Big A. No longer Belmont at the Big A, just
right.
Aqueduct.
Exactly. Hey, you were out here in San Diego for the Breeders' Cup last week, but I saw somewhere on social media you made it back to the Big A in time to hit the closing day pick six back there.
Well, I didn't make it back in time, but I got my ticket in time at least.
Oh, you were represented.
Yeah. So,
right.
Yeah, cash the pick six.
Good. How much?
$3,900. So not bad on a $54 ticket.
Oh, that is outstanding. Yeah. Unfortunately, we couldn't get you. You were on your way out of San Diego and so on. Well, let's talk about today at Aqueduct, the regular winter meet. We understand Flavion Pratt is going to be with you on a regular basis. Who are the other big names you expect to be ensconced there in New York all winter?
Yeah, I expect for Kendrick Carmouche and Manny Franco to be the other two really big names that you're going to see racking up a lot of wins. But right now, Flavia is just taking everything that's not nailed down, winning 40% of his mounts in the first week or so.
That's unbelievable. Well, you got nine of them today. You get underway at 12:10 Eastern. Well, you're underway, or you're going to be, in just a few minutes. Who do you like for the listenership?
Yeah, absolutely. Race 6, 2:39 p.m. Eastern. That would be 11:39 p.m. Pacific. And I really like the number one in race 6, Carrie, at 8-1 on the morning line for trainer Joe Sharp. Kendrick Carmouche up. She's really lone speed in this race. It's a $45,000 state bred optional claimer. And interestingly enough, Joe Sharp, you think of him in Kentucky, but he actually wins 25% of New York bred races over the last 5 years.
Really?
I think Carrie just gets out up front with Kendrick and rolls to the winner's circle.
Interesting. And again, post, as you noted, for that 2:39 Eastern. Tell us once again about NyraBets.com. Why should we get interested with that particular platform?
Well, we got a lot of great promotions. First of all, if you're not playing on NyraBets yet, use the promo code MATCH200. You get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. And we have promotions every single day, including today at Aqueduct, a $5,000 late pick five hit and split. So it's a great way to add to your winnings on NyraBets.
Hey, Matt, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Great job. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
You bet. Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. We're going to step aside just for a few minutes. Stay with us. Brad Free from Daily Racing Form. Got a lot to discuss. Andy Harrington is down at Del Mar today for turf works. His fingers are on the pulse. A lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of Sunsets and Stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. On Sunday, November 9th, it's the running of the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby with AQHA champion Lethal Cowboy 123 heading the field. Lethal Cowboy 123 is undefeated in his career at Los Alamitos and will now go after his third Grade 1 stakes win. The field will also feature All-American Derby winner FDD Dreams and Grade 1 stakes winner Hot Temptation. Plus, don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool was over 84,000 last Sunday. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 9th, at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games to go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om and Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jurz, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We're going to be getting to Brad Free in just a moment. Got a notification from the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. Entries taken this morning for Saturday. However, Del Mar, the racing office, just put this text out. It says, due to potential weather concerns, there is a probability of rain late in the coming week. Entries for Saturday will now be taken this Wednesday, November 12th. Entries for Sunday will now be taken on Thursday of this week. Trainers will have to re-enter all entries that were made this morning for Saturday. Thank you for your cooperation. I make this a really good move because if it does rain and rain a lot, they've got to preserve that turf course for the Turf Festival closing weekend, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday following Thanksgiving. As noted, we're going to be joined right now by Brad Free of Daily Racing Form at Del Mar. Hey, Brad, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. The fog has lifted. You can actually see across the infield to the backstretch. That was not the case when I got here a couple hours ago. But no rain in sight yet, but it's coming next week. So that's one reason why the racing offices decided to postpone entries until midweek, and we'll see what happens. But I never really thought that rain would be that much of a nightmare in California, but that's the environment that we're living in now.
I think the Turf Festival is top of mind, don't you, Brad?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the secondary highlight of the meet. Obviously, the highlight of the meet was the Breeders' Cup on opening weekend, but there are a whole slew of graded stakes races to close out the fall meet, the Autumn Turf Festival, yeah, including the Grade One Hollywood Derby and the Matriarch. So, yeah, it's definitely to protect the turf course. But we have kind of backed ourselves into a corner, Mike.
Thank you.
We have become so dependent on grass racing that, you know, anytime somebody spits out there, they want to take it off the grass and cancel racing. So it's kind of a frustrating situation that we're in right now with the deluge of turf racing and rain that affects it so significantly.
Well, and not only that, Brad, you know, Santa Anita has what are been known for decades back to the mid-30s as winter racing dates. Quite often rains, we play our game outdoors, and now we have these protocols that severely restrict training and racing following preparations that have to be made for the main track to try and minimize the effect of heavy rain. So it's just a tough situation everywhere you look.
Well, not everywhere you look, Mike, because I look across the country and I see horses running on wet tracks everywhere. It doesn't happen in California. And I know that the California Horse Racing Board believes that, you know, running on a wet track is potentially compromising to a racehorse. If that's the case, I wish they would go ahead and publish that data to show that running and or training on a wet track is detrimental to a horse's health. I haven't seen that published yet,
yeah,
and I wonder, based on what I see across the country in New York, in Florida, in Kentucky, they run on wet tracks all the time over there, and nothing seems to happen.
I know, Brad, but as you know, we've got a very strong, and I mean strong, animal rights influence here in the way our game is being managed here in Southern California. Hey, you mentioned fog. We've had a lot of it. Some great reporting on your part. You sought out Sean McCarthy, trainer of today's 7-5 morning line favorite in the featured $100,000 Betty Grable Stakes, California bred fillies and mares at 7 furlongs. That's the 8th. This is part of the Golden State incentive program for cowbreds. And you got digging with Sean about the work pattern on the favorite Grand Slam Smile, and he had her out in the fog the other morning at Santa Anita. Tell us about it.
Yeah, he worked her on last Sunday morning, Grand Slam Smile. Trainer Sean McCarthy did. By the way, Sean McCarthy's done a terrific job with the stakes.
He sure has.
He took her over from trainer Steve Speck, who retired, and Grand Slam Smile's made 4 starts for Sean McCarthy, 2 wins and 2 seconds. I think she's going to be tough to beat today. I was a little curious about her workout pattern because her most recent workout, published workout, was back on October 27th. But McCarthy worked her 5/8 last Sunday morning at Santa Anita. The fog was so thick, he couldn't get a time on the filly. The track clockers were unable to get a time on the filly.
Right.
McCarthy said he saw her finish the last 100 yards. She got a good blow out of it, and she is good to go this afternoon. So there's no workout gap, even though it looks like there is one.
It's right.
A workout that was not recorded due to fog.
Right, and I'll follow that up by just sharing this with you. I spoke with Steve Speck this morning, who, as you noted, trained Grand Slam Smile originally. He says, yeah, I talked to Sean. He said he couldn't get a time, as you noted. But he said when she came back to the barn with Billy Anton Georgie, she was blowing pretty good. So I think that was a stiff breeze, and it knock wood, it should set her up for a big effort. She's got a ton of heart, Brad.
Absolutely, it was a stiff breeze, and that's exactly what McCarthy was hoping to get out of her. You know, she finished second by a head last time out to Sneaker, who is back in the Betty Grable this afternoon. The difference is, they're playing Grand Slam Smile's game today,
right,
on dirt. Sneaker has never raced on dirt in her entire 17-start career. She was better than Grand Slam Smile coming down the hill on turf. I'm not sure if Sneaker can be as effective on the main track. I don't know that she won't be. It's just that she hasn't done it yet.
In looking at that race, Brad, you hate to make excuses, but maybe there's reasons. I thought Sneaker, what a great job that day by Umberto Rispoli. She came and got Grand Slam Smile. I don't know if Grand Slam Smile saw her in time. Seemed like she surged again right on the money and was back in front after the wire. Any way you put it, though, as you noted, Grand Slam Smile on dirt today, 7/8. She should be plenty tough. I got to tell you this, Brad. I was at Santa Anita Friday morning, and the fog was really stubborn. Seemed like it was going to lift, and it would roll in again. And just joking around, laughing with some guys, in the old days it would have been known as a cheater's paradise, Brad.
Absolutely. You don't have to work a horse in the dark. You just work in
yeah.
The dog.
When everybody was trying to hide something. Brad, also, before we get along too far, I wanted to tell you I really enjoyed your story. By the way, your story on Grand Slam Smiles, page 3 of today's Daily Racing Form. Friday, page 4, you had a story talking about the likely favorite, and it ended up he was, in the allowance feature on Friday. A horse by the name of Titanic Thompson, owned and bred by Nick Alexander, apparently named after some sort of a legendary gambler, hustler, trained by Steve Miotti. This horse is pretty big, apparently, Brad.
He's a giant. Miotti says he's more than 1,200 pounds.
Titanic Thompson. Thought,
yeah, that's where I thought his name came from, because he's a titan.
Yeah.
He's a Titanic. But it was actually named after this gambler hustler from early this century. Nick Alexander likes to name his horses after historical characters and sporting personalities as well. Titanic Thompson is on the brink of becoming a very good turf sprinter. His win the other day was sensational. He's learned to kind of settle down and blast home. And jockey Armando Ayuso gets along so well with Titanic Thompson. By the way, Ayuso is making a name for himself in California. This guy can absolutely ride. And he's done great work with Titanic Thompson. That was a nice allowance win on, what day was it, Friday. And this guy's going places, this Titanic Thompson. In fact, Miotti said, or when I spoke to him earlier in the week, he said, I'm just paraphrasing what he said. I'm a little frustrated because I thought he was better than he has shown so far. Well, I think the light switch went on this last couple days ago, because Titanic Thompson won that allowance race like a very good horse. And I'm very curious to see how high up the ladder Miotti can take it.
Yeah, that was Friday 7th, 5/8 on the grass. He won easy by 2 3/4 lengths. Paid $5.20. If you hadn't written the story, Brad, he would have paid $7. Thank you very much. You mentioned Armando Ayuso. I got to give a tip of the cap to his agent, a guy that works really hard, Mike Ciani. And as you know, there's not a whole lot of breadcrumbs around here, but Armando Ayuso has really established a foothold, and his agent, Mike Ciani, deserves a lot of the credit as well.
No doubt about it. You know, it's early in the fall meet here. He's only has 3 wins from 21 mounts, but you're right. Ciani does a great job with Armando Ayuso, and Ayuso's kind of tied into some pretty good barns. He rides for Miotti. I think he rides for D'Amato. I should check that, but he's working his way in, and he's a nice guy to talk to, very well-spoken, smart, intelligent, and he can definitely ride a racehorse. And he's also willing to admit when he might have made a blunder. Miotti told me about that the other day. The last time that he rode Titanic Thompson, Ayuso probably pulled the trigger a little bit too soon. But on Friday, he sat chilly and just waited, and then Titanic Thompson blasted home. So he's a very good, promising jockey right now. He's currently ranked, I think, 7th in the standings. But this kid's going places.
Hey Brad, topically, people still talking about a lot of the regulatory vet scratches from the 2-day Breeders' Cup. I know Richard Mandel is a guy that you're in touch with regularly. Who wouldn't be? He had Tamaranda scratched out of the Breeders' Cup filly and mare sprint. You've got some intel on that filly.
Yeah, Tamara, the winner of the Del Mar debutante a couple years ago, and she was expected to be one of the top contenders in the filly and mare sprint, but the regulatory vets here at the Breeders' Cup determined that she was lame in her left front, which kind of took Mandela by surprise because by his eyes, and he's in the Hall of Fame, for crying out loud, she was fine to run. She has been shipped back to Santa Anita, and she will be undergoing a PET scan early this coming week to determine if there is any issue there. Mandela suspects that she's just fine, but it was a frustrating weekend and frustrating day for the filly mare sprint, because not only was Tamara scratched, but the program favorite, Sweet Azteca, also scratched that morning. Haven't had a chance to speak with her trainer, Richie Baltus, yet, but the filly mare sprint kind of fell apart. Tamara, they want to run her more. They want her to campaign her again. She's only started, I think, 5 times in her career. She's had one small issue after another, but she has all the ability in the world. So they would like to, you know, continue to campaign her. It's going to depend on how that PET scan comes out early next week. Sweet Azteca, we have a big question mark. Don't really know what her status is right now. I know that when she does show up, she is very tough to beat around one turn, Sweet Azteca.
You know, another aspect of two big scratches like that, Sweet Azteca and Tamara, the folks that like Splendora, you know, they got almost 3-1, but they would have got a lot more than that, and Splendora won easy. Who's to say how it would have shook out if those two other fillies were in there? But again, these kind of scratches, they're a wrecking ball to the pari-mutuel situation. The flip side of that is a real wrecking ball is when you have a problem on the racetrack. So there's got to be a balance there, Brad, as you know.
Well, there has to be. You know, it's unfortunate. In the case of Splendora, I think that she would have defeated Sweet Azteca and Tamara. The way that she ran in the Philly Mayor's Sprint, she won by nearly 5 lengths. I think she would have won that. And the folks who liked her, they would have had a nice fat $12 mutual or something like that instead of $7.80. You're right. Look, horses get hurt sometimes. That's just it's part of the game. And I know that we've had increased veterinary scrutiny. And the incidents have reportedly gone down, but they're not eliminated altogether. I mean, there were a couple of unfortunate incidents opening week with She's Quality and the Turf Sprint and Esmeray in an allowance race. The only way to completely eliminate injuries and or fatalities is just to end horse racing. It's an unfortunate part of our game, but it's something that just happens. And fortunately, those incidences have become less frequent with this increased scrutiny, but it's also frustrating to guys like Mandela, who his reputation, precedes him, and to have Tamara scratch from the Philly Mayor Sprint, very, very frustrating.
Hey, Brad, let's get back to today's feature, the Betty Grable Grand Slam Smile, 7-5 morning line favorite. Want to ask you about a lightly race. You talked about Armando Ayuso. He's been aboard for Tina Turner's two starts, a first-out maiden win on dirt. They came back at about 6.5 down the hill, pressed the pace, and an impressive winner at 5-2. She goes back to the dirt today, but, boy, this is a big jump in class. How much is she going to have to improve to make her presence felt?
Well, she has to move way up. I mean, she's heading in the right direction. She actually ran a faster race second time out than she did in her debut.
Right.
Her buyer speed figures are going the right way. Her thoroughgraph numbers are going the right way. She started only twice. This is a big jump, though. I mean, the Grand Slam Smile is very, very good. And so is Sneaker on grass. I don't know about dirt for her. And then there are other fillies and mares in this field that have already, established themselves as legitimate allowance caliber horses, which at this stage of her career is exactly what Tina Turner is. She's a 3-year-old filly, lightly raced, taking on older stakes fillies this afternoon. But she has a lot to prove, and who knows, maybe she is this good. Look, when these horses start getting good, you never know what their ceiling is. My gut feeling is she's not there yet.
Right.
I wouldn't talk anybody off of taking a shot on Tina Turner at 6-1.
And, Brad, last thing regarding today's Grable, it looks to me as though Umberto Rispoli took off of George Papapodromo's Sneaker, who beat Grand Slam Smile coming down the hill the other day, to stick with No Cap for Brian Courtner, who shortens up out of a flat mile on dirt, a pretty good handicapping angle for a lot of people when you're going 7/8. What about No Cap today with Rispoli?
I like her today to finish second behind Grand Slam Smile. I'm going to take a stand against Sneaker just on the uncertainty with regards to surface. Maybe she's as good on dirt as she is on turf, but not too many horses are as good on both surfaces. So I'm going to take a stand against Sneaker. And I like No Cap. I actually tried her last time out going a mile, and she got the softest trip imaginable, opened up by 3 lengths at the eighth pole. And I was thinking to myself, I should have bet more. And it turned out that a mile was about a furlong too far, and she completely fell apart and finished second. But she's shortening back up to her preferred one-turn trip today. She has a forwardly placed running style. She's in form. She's going from a mile to 7/8. I love that little turn back in distance. And I think No Cap has a genuine chance to complete the exacta in a race that I really do expect Grand Slam Smile to win.
Post time for the Betty Grable today at Del Mar 4 Pacific. Let's get to it, Brad. Who's your best bet for radio this morning?
Race number seven, these are two-year-old fillies bred in California going five furlongs on turf. And I like a second-time starter by the name of Belaza. Number eight, Belaza, trained by Jeff Mullins, ridden by Hector Berrios. She's a two-year-old second-time starter. Mullins' record with two-year-old second-time starters in the last 5 years, how about 8 for 25? She actually got some betting attention first time out, Belaza did. She didn't have a great trip. It looked like a prep race, but she has come back and trained very well since then. Her October 26th workout got a very positive comment from Andy Harrington. And Mullins' second start maidens generally do improve. Belaza is listed at 6-1. I expect her to take a huge step forward in her second start and spring an upset. So number eight, Belaza in race number seven.
Hey, Brad, I know you got a lot of work to do. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. I'll see you soon down there.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon.
All right, Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. And now we stay at Del Mar and say hello to the aforementioned Andy Harrington, private clocker on behalf of National Turf. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Dodging fog again, but it cleared up about halfway through the morning. We got a bunch of turf drills in, so all is good down here.
Okay, good. How is it right now? Cleared up?
Cleared up. Yeah, they'll have nice weather for the, yeah, no. We got probably the first hour and a half we were socked in with fog, which is kind of normal down here at this meet. So this is kind of par for the November course.
Okay, so traditionally, turf drills, they're late, not till like 9:45, but they're front loaded today?
Well, they close the track a little early. There's 80% of the horses I'm estimating are probably still training at Santa Anita.
I see.
There's only about 20% of the horses. I don't know what that makes it.
That are down there.
Yeah, so they pretty much get their work done early and to get everybody out of here. We've got an early post at 12:30, so I suspect, there's no reason to extend it out if you've got an empty track. And we just don't have that many horses down here. More trainers have opted to train up at Santa Anita rather than bring their barn down here, which is, a pain in the butt and an expensive proposition,
right,
too. Some of the big barns are down here. O'Neill, Phil D'Amato's got all those horses here. Sean Sheriff, Spandella's got Richard Baltus, Peter Miller. So we're well represented with good trainers down here, but there's just the quantity down here isn't what it is during the summer meet.
Andy Harrington, I've asked this question before, but I mean, when the racetrack's fogged in, you can't see anything, do the clockers still get paid and why?
It's actually harder. I ended up, what I usually do is I just note who works. I can't obviously get a time on them.
Yeah.
But then if there's a gap in their work pattern, I can look back to the fog days. I look back and, oh, there he is. And I won't say, obviously, I can't get a time for my clients, but at least I can say this horse worked. Because sometimes it can be a little, it'll give you a little pause if you see a break in a work schedule. And if I've got something in my book that said, well, he did work, I don't know how far, but he did work that morning.
Mm-hmm.
That could only be a little added information to give to the handicappers.
Andy, five out of the nine races today are on the grass. Where do you want to go for your radio selection?
Okay, well, Mr. Free took my pick, Belaza, so with his and my weight on that horse, that horse is carrying a lot of weight today.
Belaza, that was Brad's, the eight horse in race seven. Good, okay.
Correct.
You're going to give us a bonus round.
Yeah, let's go. We'll do an audible here. Let's go to the first race. The rail horse in here, Conquistadora, from the Michael McCarthy barn, ran well first out. I think based on his training, based on her training, she was only about 80% cranked up. She's had three drills since with blinkers on in the last drill. Horrified a workmate really nicely, was striding out really well. I think this horse at 3-1 isn't the world, but I do think the number one horse, Conquistadora, in the first race will step way forward in this race with perennial leading jock, the J.J. Hernandez in the irons.
Blinkers on number one, Conquistadora, and we get underway today's first race at 12:30 Pacific. And Andy, I got a nice text from announcer Alan Buchdahl. And he sent me a story that's up at Horse Racing Nation regarding that California-bred broodmare, Streak of Luck. I mean, she's white in color. I mean, a stone roan, and she's in full to a young stallion, the dam of Breeders' Cup Juvenile winner, Ted Noffey. So that's interesting.
Yeah, I remember the horse when it was, I believe, a Matt Chu horse out here. You know, a hard
That's right.
hard trying, very pretty.
You're right.
Horse and prettier, prettier in her old age. Good for her.
Yeah. Hey, Andy, thank you so much. Have a great day. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it. We're going to step aside, coming back real quick. Like Bruce Finkelstein going to be driving the bus. He had an absolutely phenomenal day at Del Mar yesterday. Bob Mazursky's got the day off, so a little bit more time with Bruce to take a look around the country. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest additions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Mother, there's too many of you crying.
brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
And welcome back, Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, folks, if you've got plumbing concerns, commercial or residential, you've heard me say many times, I cannot recommend the good folks at Western Rooter highly enough. Family-owned for more than four decades by Mike and Jenny Glenn, along with the father-son team of Larry and John Batala. They've got over 400 five-star reviews at westernrooter.com. Commercial, residential, year-round, 24/7. They're on time and they're under budget. I can tell you from multiple personal experiences with a commercial building and residentially, if you give them a call at 626-648-5499, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, hey, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And right now we go to the best in Southern Nevada and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks. I appreciate that.
I mentioned going to break. You had a great day yesterday on radio with John and Bob yesterday. Race 3, you had Heron at $13. And in race 5, for folks who went to betonbruce.com, Princess Moshe at $40.80. And your customers were also privy to a $6 ticket, a 50-cent early pick 5 that came back $1,013. Well, that's a heck of a day, Bruce.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Yeah, with the short deals a little bit early and some short prices, it didn't look like a great potential for that, and it worked out well. That Princess Moche, you know, I remember when she came into the country, she ran at Del Mar, Mike, and I was watching her races. You know, this is the nerd in me. I went back and I watched her races in Peru. She had won three straight 5/8 turf races. They put her at 5/8 at Del Mar. Mike, it didn't really look like she could compete that well here in her first couple of starts. She really didn't do much. They put her on the downhill course, and wow, did the light bulb go on. She not only hung around, she laid up close. She re-rallied in that last 16th of a mile. I mean, just something, you know, with these South American imports, it doesn't always click the first couple of starts. But I loved her win on the downhill. She stretched out and got a really, you know, professional ride and won for fun. So she's all of a sudden figured things out in the United States, and you know, maybe bigger and better things are to come with her.
I ran into a veteran agent, Tony Matos, Friday morning at Santa Anita, and he said, "Hey, my jock is off to a good start." Mirko DeMuro, who rode Princess Moshe, three wins on opening day a week ago Thursday, had a double yesterday. He's Italian-born. He speaks fluent English. Talked with him a couple of weeks ago. To me, he's a really skilled rider. I'm hoping he stays here for a while.
Me too, because he won on both of my horses
yesterday.
We love Mark Mirko Tamura. That really helped out yesterday. He's, you know, another Italian rider that rides the grass very well, and all of a sudden he's kind of burst onto the scenes, come home with some huge prices, and spicing up the jockey colony, for sure.
I mentioned Tony Matos. You probably remember him, Bruce, back when he had Lafitte. They had a great run together. He's had guys like Angel Cordero, Chris McCarron, I mean, some of the all-time greats. How long do you think he's been hustling Jock's book, Bruce?
Well, I would say probably since the, I don't know, I'm going to guess since the maybe the early 70s, perhaps?
You're close. I asked Tony, he says, since 1966. And, of course,
he's
from Puerto Rico. He'll never tell you his age, but there's a couple jockey agents. I don't know how they did it, but they got his personal information, and they've let it be known. I don't want to say how old he is, but he's up there. He's been doing what he's doing for just under 60 years, Bruce.
Wow. Was he Lafitte's first agent in
the
United States, Mike?
No. I don't know who Lafitte had in Chicago, but out here when he came to California, to the best of my recollection, at least when I was in high school, I know he had Vince DeGregory. And they were a very formidable team, to put it mildly.
Yeah, Matos has been through a lot of great jockeys, and wow, I didn't realize he had been around for 60 years. Amazing.
Yeah, he had Corey Nakatani when he had the bug, and then I think a couple of times on and off after that. He's been around. There's no question. A great agent. Anyway, Bruce, let's talk about the situation maybe around the country. Boy, you look at field size. You go to New York. You go to Maryland, Laurel. I mean, the entries are unbelievable. Churchill Downs. And they're pretty darn good today here at Del Mar. We see what's going on at the Keeneland sales. There's some reasons to be encouraged.
Yeah, it's called purse money. You know, it gives owners hope that they can hang in there, maybe even show a profit. Not only is it a great sport to be involved with, but the purse money is getting better and better, and that's the positive. We got to keep the handle up there. We got to keep the national interest of the bettors going. To also, you know, it's not only going to be through, you know, alternate forms of gaming. We also need, you know, bettors out there. But Mike, I heard Joe Talamo earlier with the crazy purses in Kentucky, and again, it gives somebody investing in horse racing a chance to maybe break even or maybe make some money with those great purses.
But see, they've got you know, these little standalone outlets all over Kentucky, and a lot of them are on the borders. They're getting them close to bigger population centers, and they've got you know, the video machines, which the Kentucky politicians, you got to give them credit. They made the decision. Hey, wait a minute, horse racing's in trouble. This is a primary industry here in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. So the governor, Andy Beshear, a Democrat, they got together with the Republicans. They made the sausage that you have to make legislatively to get important things done. And we see the results when you take a look at all these zeros behind these numbers when you're running races in Kentucky, anywhere in Kentucky.
You don't have to go back that far, Mike. If you go back, I don't know, maybe into the 90s and early 2000s, the year-round product in Kentucky, other than maybe Keeneland, was weak. It was not a high quality. Churchill had their, you know, their Derby and Oaks Day, but other than that, it was not a very strong product. The purses weren't there. Look at the amazing turnaround. They have the highest quality of racing, I think, on a year-round basis now, and it's all due to the purses and the you know, and the cooperation with government and you know, with having the machine, the historical machines, everybody's working together. Seems like everybody's happy.
Bruce, the purses at Turfway, the old Latonia, they're fantastic. Yeah. That is unbelievable.
And they
have
great field size at Turfway also.
Yeah, on synthetic, and it's so cold, so damp there in the winter. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I have. Oh, man.
I've seen some of the snowstorms that they run in. It's pretty brutal, what I've seen at Turfway.
Well, anyway, Bruce, let's go ahead and get to it. Where do you want to go for your first selection?
Well, speaking of Kentucky, let's go to the ninth race. This is a starter allowance race. Nice purse of $62,000. There's a horse that's getting better and better right now. Take a look at the bottom horse, Tomcat Tuesday. Broke maiden two races ago with a nice, slightly off-the-pace score. Jumped up, Mike, and beat $40,000 non-winners through lifetime. I really like what I saw, though. This horse cut inside, and that's not easy to do. Didn't really look like he had a lot going on at the top of the lane, but he cut inside. He made a prolonged, sustained run, and he won easily that day. He's just figuring things out. He's taking baby step up in class. Should stay out of trouble on the outside. Should be sitting just off the leaders here today. Race 9, let's go with the 8-horse Tomcat Tuesday, listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
And post time for the 9th at Churchill today, 9th of 10, is 4:55 Eastern. 9 of them, 5 on turf today, where the turf meets the surf. Who do you like?
Go to the second race at Del Mar. I know it's only a field of 6, but I think the one horse, Scary Fast Ride, is going to like this layout today of a mile. Look who she's facing her last two starts. She only ran against the Breeders' Cup winner, Splendora, two races ago. Then she ran into a buzzsaw out of the Sadler barn by the name of Thermal, who ran a mega figure, winning 8 and change at Santa Anita. She never had a chance, but she ran an okay third, a distant third at that. She faces a slower group. Mike, you can't find any speed in this race. There just isn't any. Her with Scary Ride, Fast Ride coming out of sprints, I expect her to be on or near the lead. The pace should be slow. I'm not sure that a mile's her best distance, but this setup could not be better. Race 2, the one, Scary Fast Ride, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
Now, here's a case of the connections giving this mare the time that she's needed. She's a 6-year-old mare. by Clubhouse Ride, who stands up at Pete Neville and Perella's Legacy Ranch in Clemens, California. But, you know, they've spaced her starts. 16 lifetime starts, 3 wins, 4 seconds, 4 thirds, and her earnings now are approaching $250,000. Hats off to Sean McCarthy and John Harris, the late John Harris, the owner of Breeder Harris Farms. They've given this mare the time she needs, and she's rewarding everybody.
Not to mention, it's kind of interesting that she hasn't tried two turns for a long, long time. Or I don't know that – I may only go back 10 races here, but it doesn't look like she's ever even tried two turns. So this could be, you know, a new – you know, maybe this will make her more effective going long, facing maybe a little slower horses.
Tell us about the website, betonbruce.com.
So it's betonbruce.com. We have a full card at Del Mar today with the last 6 races at Churchill. Audio is included. We call that the combo platter. Also, the best bets at Del Mar with audio. 4 best plays there, all at betonbruce.com.
Thanks so much, Bruce. Appreciate it. And before we break, folks, a quick word about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. If you happen to go to the Derby Room at Fairplex, and maybe you're getting a little hungry late in the day, you want to get some pizza on the way home, they're just right up the street. They're right off the corner of D Street and Foothill in Laverne, behind In-N-Out Burger, next to Stater Brothers. They are going great guns, and it's because they put the product out there. Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Like Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. At Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. We'll hit our final break, and we'll head down to South Florida, say hello to Toby Callett, then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Cheats. Don't go away. This is Thoroughbred L.A.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of Sunsets and Stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. On Sunday, November 9th, it's the running of the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby with AQHA champion Lethal Cowboy 123 heading the field. Lethal Cowboy 123 is undefeated in his career at Los Alamitos and will now go after his third Grade 1 stakes win. The field will also feature All-American Derby winner FDD Dreams and Grade 1 stakes winner Hot Temptation. Plus, don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool was over $84,000 last Sunday. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 9th, at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a...
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him and pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want?
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My sincere thanks to Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A in Anaheim and his co-pilot today, Trevor Meganson. So thanks so much, Trevor. First-time starter on the show this morning, doing a heck of a job. Let's get down to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett near Gulfstream Park. Toby, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
Good. What are the weather conditions?
It's Chamber of Commerce, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, however, until we get to the week before Thanksgiving, when the championship meet begins on Thanksgiving Day. They will race at Gulfstream that day. We're having a Tapeta Fest. We have no turf racing, so today's 11 race card features 7 Tapetas for you synthetic racing fans. But there is a dirt race that we can choose from. But before we get to business, you got to give me like 30 seconds or less. One of my dearest friends on earth is out there for the football game tonight. Gio 2, Vinio, and his son, Gio 3, and their lovely spouses, Julie and Lexi. They're on their way to the football game tonight to root for the Stallers. So we wish them luck. Outside of that, you ready for business?
We're listo.
Okay. 8th race, Gulfstream. Coming off the horses to watch list, she won't be any price. Number 6, My Miss Mo, should get the job done. The reason to play the race is using the 1 win bet only, the 4 Mischievous Scout, and the 8 Win, Place, and Show to round out the gimmicks. That's 6-1-4-8. Skate right through today's 8th at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, and race 8 at Gulfstream, number 6, My Miss Mo. That race set to go at 3:46 Eastern. Toby, have a great day. Enjoy the good weather, and we'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it, Mike. Thank you.
You bet. Now take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I got a text from 2 listeners, loyal listeners for a long time, and they wanted me to ask you about the Friday when the stewards ruled that horse a starter. So I was going to put it to bed, but people asked me, so I'm asking you your opinion of how they can consider that horse a starter.
Well, that was the 6th race on Friday. The name of the horse...
The horse's name was Kilmer.
Yeah. So I thought about calling Billy to see if he wanted his money back, but I haven't talked to Billy. I don't even know if he knew this horse was in or how the horse was named or anything else. John, I was surprised. I think everybody was. I think the guys on the FanDuel set were surprised by that. I mean, that they considered the horse to be a starter because it was, I think, the 2 horse 6th race on Friday. The horse started throwing his head. Things happen in the gate. You know that. I know that.
Absolutely.
They happen. And I'll tell you what, I think Jace Lender is beyond just a superior starter. He is as good as there is or ever has been, in my opinion. Stuff happens, you know. But I was surprised they said that the horse caused his own trouble. I have never heard that explanation for that sort of a question. The question at hand was, did the assistant starter have a hold of the horse once the field was leaving the gate? Not whether or not he caused. Of course, he acted up. That's a given.
He was absolutely holding his head when the gate opened up.
And the jock, Hector Berrios, stepped off to his right. I thought, as much as anything else, maybe to avoid a collision with the assistant starter. It was very awkward, okay? The good news is the horse appeared to go around there without incident, and hopefully, knock wood, he pulled up fine, but was acting up. I was surprised. I think just everybody I've talked to was. I like the stewards. I do. It's just a difference of opinion, and maybe they could make an argument that would convince me, but I've looked at it several times, and I just, to say the horse caused his own trouble, well, of course, when a horse is acting up, they're causing their own trouble. The only question was, did the assistant starter have a hold too long? I think the answer to that was yes. I was very surprised it was unanimous. That's about all I can say.
That's what was shocking, Mike. I could see one, you know, two guys, okay, whatever. All three saw what they saw, and everyone else was wrong. I just don't get it. And the real problem is it was an 8-5 morning line favorite, so there was money involved for a lot of people. You know, they could have really taken the high road and just declared him a non-starter, and there would have been no hard feelings. But instead, they opted to do it their way.
Well, I don't know. It just I was surprised.
Not that Art should have anything to do with this. If he's a non-starter, he's a non-starter.
He's a non-starter.
50-1 or 3-5. That's not the point. But the point is, I don't know. People have been asking me about it for 3 days, so I wanted your opinion, and I got it.
And another thing, Hector Berrios, I've never seen him step off a horse. We had a guy riding around here for a while. He was driving the starters crazy. Santiago Gonzalez. He kind of had a propensity for stepping off horses. And there didn't appear to be any discernible reason. But in this case, I just thought, man, it was getting very awkward in there. Hector, he stepped off, you know, put his right foot on the pontoon and stepped off. So anyway, that's about all I can say, John.
It is.
It's not personal. It's a difference of opinion, right? So
that's it. Turn the page. Let's move forward.
Let's go. Let's make some money.
Mike. Let's look at the sixth race today at Del Mar, and I like the number three horse in here, Leah's Candy, a six-year-old gelding, claimed last time out by trainer Andrew Harris, who really does a good job with limited horses. He doesn't have a big barn, but when he sends them out, they all seem to run. Edwin Maldonado aboard to ride. Number three, Leah's Candy, wins today, sixth race out at Del Mar.
Okay, and race six at Del Mar, just for the record, goes at 3 o'clock Pacific, and boy, they've been running these races close to the assigned post time. Now we're in a situation where we're dealing with daylight. But I look forward to that, John. Race six, number three, Leah's Candy. Edwin Maldonado, who got the candy. I can't believe I haven't talked about Manna Rose, who was just much the best, the class of the field, in yesterday's Chosen Vron, the male counterpart to today's Betty Grable, John.
And by the way, that horse is terrific because he runs both on turf and dirt equally as well. So Jeff Mullins does a terrific job, and he's got a really nice horse.
And hats off to Jeff and the Zeitz family who let Jeff do his thing. They're going to stay with Calbridge. This horse is going to make a fortune next year, knock wood, if he stays sound.
He's going to be the new Chosen Vron.
Yeah, good call.
As a matter of fact, they interviewed Mullins prior to the race, and he said, I was a big fan of the Chosen Vron, but I'm happy he retired. Now we know why.
Yeah, I'm very happy they went ahead and hung up the tack. Anyway, John, talk about the website. Everything's changing now. Aqueduct is a standalone, not Belmont at Aqueduct. And Churchill, I think, runs through Thanksgiving weekend, as does Del Mar. What's going on at JONHARDOON.com?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Like you said, today we have Churchill, Aqueduct, and Del Mar selections.
Okay, terrific. Can we get in any more trouble, John? Any more topics for discussion?
That's it, Mike. We only have 2 minutes left, so the next topic would be about 2 hours.
Thanks, I think. Have a great day, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe. Take care. Be well.
Folks, hope you enjoyed the show. And once again, thanks for listening. Thanks to all of our sponsors, without whom, we would not be here. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week right here for 2 hours from 8 to 10 on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Don't forget, Coach Harvey Hyde, Chuck Hayes, they're next up with their NCAA review and preview show here on AM 830, the home of the Angels. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.